The objective of this study was to prospectively forecast adolescent internalizing psychopathology over an 18-month period by modeling the complex, nonlinear interactions between cumulative adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, parental expressed emotion, and habitual cognitive reappraisal using a machine learning framework. Methods and materials. This prospective longitudinal study utilized a sample of German adolescent parent dyads. Baseline T1 predictors included cumulative trauma assessed via the Adverse Childhood Experiences Questionnaire, ASQ, habitual emotion regulation measured by the Emotion Regulation Questionnaire, ERQ, and parental expressed emotion, criticism, and emotional over-involvement, derived from the 5-minute speech sample, FMSS. The primary outcome, adolescent internalizing psychopathology at an 18-month follow-up, T2, was assessed using the Youth Self-Report, YSR. Data were analyzed using a gradient-boosting regression ensemble, evaluated via an entrain test split and 10-fold cross-validation, to capture higher-order nonlinear predictive topologies without requiring a priori specification. Findings: the gradient-boosting regression model demonstrated robust forecasting accuracy on the unseen test set, successfully predicting a significant portion of the variance in T2 internalizing symptoms, yielding a coefficient of determination of, with a mean absolute error of, and a root mean square error of. Bivariate analyses confirmed foundational relationships, showing positive correlations between ACEs and T2 internalizing symptoms, and protective, negative correlations for cognitive reappraisal. Multivariate feature importance extraction revealed a distinct predictive hierarchy. Cumulative ACEs emerged as the single most dominant forecasting variable relative importance, followed significantly by parental criticism, cognitive reappraisal, and parental emotional over-involvement. Conclusion. Cumulative childhood trauma and proximal parental criticism serve as the primary structural catalysts for future adolescent internalizing distress, whereas the adolescent's habitual capacity for cognitive reappraisal offers a vital, quantifiable counterweight for psychological resilience.